Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Glad to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring one of our resident bankers on the show. Terry Jordy is here, ladies and gentlemen. Terry's a member of our Brain Trust. We haven't talked to her in a while, but we're glad she's back. Senior Executive Vice President and the Chief of Staff of the Independent Community Bankers of America organization that you've heard me talk about so many times before. She is, as I say, an executive with the ICBA, but she also spent many years as a community banker. One of my favorite people in the world, and yours too, if you know what you're doing, if you're a small business owner, and she's our good friend, Terry Jordy. Welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. It's great to be with you. I was actually on your show, like you mentioned, about 5 years ago in the summer of 2008 when I was a community banker and been a follower ever since.
You were the chairman of ICBA in those days, I think.
Yes, that's correct. And so 2006, 2007.
Since then, you've joined the ICBA team, the organization, the trade group for independent community bankers, the thousands of community bankers. Says here that you were a community banker for over 30 years. So what, you started in the fourth grade, fifth grade, something like that?
That's right. I was just a baby.
Yeah, just a baby. So they don't have child labor laws in North Dakota, I guess. But, hey, Cherry, we were at your convention in Las Vegas 3 or so weeks ago and just had a great time. Learned so much about the current state of community banks across the country. But I was fascinated to hear the regulators talk about their attitude about community banks, because I've been concerned about the FDIC. I've been concerned about the Consumer Protection Bureau, Mr. Cordray's group. Heard both of those guys speak. They gave me some hope that maybe they were going to try not to beat up on community banks. What do you think?
Well, you know, Jim, as you know, community banks have been through a lot since 2008. And if we had had a crystal ball back when we talked 5 years ago, I don't think either of us had any concept of the sheer magnitude of the financial crisis that we were about to encounter and why. And since then, we've learned that the greed and the abuses of the Wall Street megabanks that occurred in those years leading up to the crisis really were astounding. And ultimately, that had a great impact on the community banking industry that didn't cause the crisis, but they've sure paid for it. One thing that has come out of this, though, is that people like the FDIC, the regulators, even Congress, they're beginning to understand that there is a difference between the community banking industry and the Wall Street industry.
I've got a fascinating executive summary right here in my offices that I picked up out there where the FDIC is defining what a community bank is, and actually delving into the differences, and that's gotta, surely that's gonna lead to them realizing that the, you know, one hammer doesn't fit all banks when they're regulating, when they're proposing new procedures and policies and practices that they do separate. They seem to even differentiate between the small community banks and the larger community banks.
Well, exactly. I mean, Wall Street banks make their money on transactions, you know, lots of volume, like trading. And community banks make their profits off of taking in deposits and lending it back out to their
relationships.
Community. Right, exactly. And, you know, hopefully they have a little bit left over in between to pay the bills and make a little profit. But absolutely, it all comes down to relationships with their customers.
Well, I hope at some point in time, and I'm sure that you and your president, Cam Fine, who my audience has heard before, I'm sure you're doing this. But I just think it must be said to the regulators, to the members of Congress, to the president, that this country was founded on Main Street. And Main Street began when somebody started a business, and when enough businesses got started, they got together and they founded a bank, a locally owned bank. And America became America because of the symbiosis between those Main Street businesses and those Main Street banks. Those are the building blocks of America.
Well, you couldn't be more correct about that. That's exactly how my bank started. It was a group of local citizens that basically had a bank in our community that was controlled from another state, and they said, we need our own bank, and they came together. They, raised the capital, and they started a bank and served the community for many, many decades.
And I want that kind of ability to raise capital, to start a new bank. I want that to be possible again, and it's tough right now, folks, with all the regulations. We're going to come back and talk some more about the future of community banks with Terry Jordy, Senior Executive Vice President and Chief of Staff of the Independent Community Bankers of America. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.